Hi, everybody. Christy Nix here, your highly intuitive business strategist for mom entrepreneurs. I am today talking about how to create a family lifestyle business. And I will be going over my 5 secrets that I have personally discovered as well as used with my clients to get amazing, successful results for mom entrepreneurs who want to have it all. And by having it all, I mean having a successful and thriving business, but also having plenty of family time and not having the mommy guilt and the stress, you know, when you're working upstairs or you're working in your office, you're all stressed out and feel guilty because you're not at home with the kids doing whatever family events or tasks are doing. Or on the flip side, being with the kids and being with your mate and not feeling like, you got all your work done and there's things looming over your head, deadlines, missed opportunities, and that stress that you just don't need. And so I have actually developed a structure that allows me to be a successful business owner doing what I love, transforming lives of my clients. But also I can shut the door at 2:30 and know that I can pick up my kids and be completely mom. I can be completely there for my husband to support him in his work and not feel like I am not doing something that I should be. And that is a huge, huge weight off my shoulders because I'm contributing to my family, but I'm also transforming lives and doing my life's work and living out my purpose. So I feel very satisfied and very successful. And so that's what I want to lay out for you today, is go through the steps that I have developed to do that. So real quick, I developed this work, this process called my STAR process, from really figuring out how to use how I was using my own intuition to guide me through my work process. I started out designing, I came out of corporate completely disillusioned from working a really long day and not feeling very happy and satisfied that I was using all of my potential to do the work I knew I was meant to do. And so when I quit corporate, I went into designing, kind of fell into designing jewelry, using the energy and the vibration of stones. I was really drawn to different stones and learned that there was different reasons and different meanings for the stones. And then I started to get pictures in my head of things that wanted to be made. And they were really persistent. They just kept coming and coming and coming. And then one day I sat down at the computer after photographing a piece of work and asked, so what does this mean? And I got a very clear meaning. And I was like, oh, that sounds great. So I wrote that down. And I'm like, what do you want to be called? And then I got a very clear name. And I wrote that down. And I'm like, wow, this sounds really awesome. And so I went and looked it up in one of the stone books, Love is in the Earth by Melody. And there was the meaning of the stones written in black and white by someone that I did not know. And so then I got really curious and really rather kind of concerned about how this information was coming to me. And then I became very obsessed with intuitively how I worked and also my life purpose, what I was here to do. And so over the course of 8 years, developing jewelry line after jewelry line, but also helping clients who were drawn to certain stones understand their meanings. And then I would do art shows and people would be like, oh my gosh, this is so me. I need this. And then I started doing intuitive sessions at the fine art shows on the side, intuitively coaching people and guiding them through their life, making changes and following their own instincts and a lot of validation that they were on the right track doing the right thing. So that's how I got started with using my intuition in my business. And then I had a dream one night about being on stage and talking to a large group of people. And I could see what I was wearing. I could see the audience. I could see the venue. But I could not hear what I was talking about. And I was so frustrated. And I was like, okay, guys. I called my higher guidance system, all my angels and my guides and spirit, higher self, my posse. And I just talked to them and I was like, okay, guys, I want to do that. How do I do that? Show me. And within 3 months, I was pregnant. I'm like, okay, that's not what I saw in my vision. But if this is my path, show me what I'm supposed to do next. And so, through my whole, both of my pregnancies, I continued to, use and develop my intuition, especially when my business was concerned. So whatever I was pulled to do is what I did. And if something felt off to me, I didn't do it. And sometimes I did do it and then I regretted it. So mental note of how to learn not to do something is to go against your instincts. So I'm sure a lot of you, especially my mommies, have used your intuition to connect with your children. And I find that working with mommies, especially who are business owners, using your intuition to connect with your families as well as connect with your clients go hand in hand. And so today, that's what one thing I wanted to cover. But we're going to get to those secrets in a minute. The first thing I wanted to start with talking about is that my first step in my STAR program, the foundation piece of having a lifestyle-based business, is knowing your business purpose. What are you here to do in business? How are you supposed to transform lives? And what difference are you here to make? What is it that motivates you? What is your why? Why do you do this? What is it that you really wanted to do? What kind of effect do you want to have on your clients? Now, I found my business purpose by first figuring out my spiritual life purpose. And my life purpose I actually found through a process called hand analysis. And that belief system is that your soul, actually your fingerprints are created the first 14 to 16 weeks in womb, okay? And your brain starts to develop as a baby in your mommy's tummy about 20 weeks after conception. So actually your fingerprints are formed before your mind can even get in the way. And it has been scientifically proven over the last 20 years that your fingerprints are very unique to you. That's one reason why the police use them to identify us individually. But they also hold key ideas to our personality, to our tendencies, to our natural way of doing things. And so I got certified in hand analysis in March of 2013. And because I have been obsessed with knowing my purpose and actually have had my hands done first back in 2004 to figure out what my purpose was. And then what's interesting is that over the years, the lines on your hands, the major lines stay the same, but there are gift markers in your hands that come and go. And if you're not using the gift, you actually end up getting a penalty, almost like a challenge for not using the gift. So, and that gift challenge can show up as depression, intimacy breakdown, not having the relationships you want, not being able to communicate, hiding out, not stepping up and owning your gifts. It can feel like Rotten Tomato Syndrome, or it could be even chasing bright and shiny. So those are tendencies of challenges that end up coming when you're not embracing a gift. Anyway, so I found out my spiritual life purpose was to help guide and assist others as a spiritual teacher on their path of self-awareness. And I have a gift for business. So in that mix, I finally, after having kids, figured out that my ideal person to work with is a mom entrepreneur. And it's usually someone who had a business before they had children. So they integrated the kids into the business structure and now seem to be having some balance issues and find that their priority has shifted from their work to being their family, with their work a very close second. So that has been my shift in finding my purpose. And so now that I know my purpose, I now know my audience as well. And so that is very key to getting your lifestyle business off the ground, is knowing first what you're here to do and who you're here to serve. So I know there's a lot of different ways of people distilling down exactly what your purpose is in your business, as well as who your market is, your audience, your message. But this is what I have found to be the most concise and direct way that I have to distill that information. So if you're starting a business or you have a business and you cannot seem to get the results you want, I would really look at what your purpose is, your business purpose is, which stems from your life purpose, but also what your gifts and talents are. And they will help you get a clue to what your message is and how you're here to serve and who you're here to serve, your audience. So that's really the foundation of anything else you do. And so the next, in my star system, the next step is quite simply simplifying. We are so good as entrepreneurs as seeing the potential in everything. Oh my gosh. And that's one reason why we try everything. Every marketing facet that you can think of, we have tried it. We have thrown so much spaghetti against the wall to see what sticks because we don't know how we work. We don't know, or we ignore it. We know, and we just ignore it. And so by focusing on really simplifying our income streams down to two or three, and focusing our marketing efforts on a handful of techniques, keeping our audience focused and speaking only to that audience, keeping our message clear and concise and consistent, will help us to really zone in, get on our path, and walk this path with confidence and strength. And by bringing in that focus, by simplifying, that allows us to generate income quickly. I had a client of mine come to me. She worked for an insurance company, and she had all these opportunities coming up for her. She was doing networking meetings, and she was going to seminars and conferences. She had a booth at Texas Women's conference here in Texas, and she was just doing all these things and wondering why, working with several agencies to create her income, and she wasn't making any money. And she's like, what am I doing wrong? And the first thing we did was simplify. The first thing we did was focus and pick two to three ways of doing things. And she focused on speaking because she loved to speak. She loved to get in front of an audience. She loved to help people get educated. And so by focusing on that one avenue and doing it with multiple agencies with one talk, she ended up generating $20,000 in 3 weeks. And it's keep coming in because she keeps getting different people coming in from all of the talks that she does. Who knew? Talking on one particular topic using multiple agencies would create so much in so little time. But she's doing what she loved. And she had to get away from everybody telling her what she needed to be doing, because her work completely pulled her aside and said, hey, you know, we don't think this is a really good idea for you to go talk to all these people, to an audience that we don't know or we're not too sure about. And then once they saw her results and how fast she created results, they're like, yeah, can you teach everybody else on your downline how to do that? So it's amazing how that shifts perspective when you get the results and how quickly. And that's one thing. Is that the next thing we're going into is how to trust yourself, how to use that information, how to use your intuition, your inner guidance to go with what you're pulled to. Because there's a reason why you're being pulled and not pushed. Pushed is forcing. Pushed is trying to make things happen when it's not time. And push throws you completely out of sync, out of alignment. So when you're pulled to do something, it's almost like a gentle nag is what it feels like. For me, pulling is things just keep coming up. They gently come up in your awareness. They come up in your mind. They pop into your head and they keep coming up. And it's like, okay, since you keep coming to me, I can't seem to shake this thought out of my head. I will do it. I had to do it with my jewelry design because I would get woken up at 3:30 in the morning with a design and I couldn't not sketch it. So I'd have to sketch it so it would leave me alone so I could go back to sleep. And I know many of you wake up at night with worries and stress and struggle. But then once you get in alignment, things start coming, and it's gentle and it's quiet, but it's very clear and concise. And those are the things you need to be putting your energy into, is what you're being pulled to do in your business. And you can use the same guidance when you're connecting with your kids or any of your other relationships, your business relationships with your clients, with colleagues, with joint venture people. It's a great way to figure out whether you need to be in cahoots with someone or not. They need to be in alignment with you. They need to think and feel and believe what you do in order to create something together that is a cohesive and beneficial to your purpose. That's one reason why you really need to know your purpose. It helps you to, it's almost like a checking point to keep you in alignment, to keep you on track and on focus. But also your intuition, I'm going to go over five bonus ways to use your intuition right now in order to really benefit your relationships with your children, with your husband, with your mate, with your colleagues, with your clients. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. If you get a heaviness, another reason to trust your intuition. If you get a heaviness in your chest, almost like someone puts a weight over your heart, that is a no. That means there's something about it that's not right, and you need to ask for clarity. If I'm not supposed to do this, then show me how. If I'm supposed to do this, show me how. But the heaviness is a stop. Now, this is different from the little gremlins that pop into your head and say, no, you shouldn't do this. You should step back. You don't need to do this. No one's going to like you. No one's going to love you. You're not worthy of this. They're not going to pay you that. Those little gremlins are actually green lights, not red. Those little gremlins are actually, when you are growing and moving forward, those little gremlins pop up. So next time something pops into your head, ego self tries to tell you that, no, you shouldn't do this, that is actually a green light that you're moving forward. Especially if you feel, check in and ask, how do I feel about this? Because if you feel like a little chihuahua on crack, it feels like, yay, yay, me, you know, that nervous excitement, that's a green light. That's a big green light. And the gremlins only show up when you're moving forward, when you're on your path and moving forward. Okay, now the heaviness in your chest, that's a no. That's just don't even do it. It's like when I was pregnant and I would eat certain things, my baby would tell me, don't even swallow it. Just spit it out because you're going to see it again. Same thing. So bonus, here are five ways to use your intuition right now to be more connected with all of your relationships and to really start using your intuition to guide you so it makes life so much easier when you're not swimming upstream. Okay, so I'm going to go through these five real quick. This is another talk I did. The five ways to use your intuition right now is to first pay attention. If you're not paying attention and you're not looking for signs, you won't get any. If you're so caught up in your head that you're not paying attention to what's going on around you, things are not going to go well. You're not going to see things coming. Second is to be present. Being present is to be focused. It's to be focused on your children when you're with them. It's to be focused on your business when you're doing business. It's to be focused on your clients and listening to them when you're working with them. That's the key to being present. Being authentic, that's number three. Being authentic is being your true self and not worrying about what everybody else will think. Because if they don't like it, they don't need to be in your life anyway. Not saying that you never talk to your mother again. Maybe if she's really negative, you just don't seek her out. You let her seek you out. But to be authentic is to be real. It is to be truly who you are, to understand who you are and how you work, again, your purpose. And to stick to that, because that is your happy zone. That is your natural flow, your natural rhythm. It is how you bounce through the day and get it all done. That's being authentic. Is doing things as you do them and only you do them. That will also make you stand out in the marketplace. Being you. Without apologizing. Now, I'm not saying, you know, be harmful or be mean, but if you're in your heart when you do things, you will naturally come through as the loving, inspirational, and empowering person you are. And that's why you're here to transform lives. That's why you're being called to be an entrepreneur. To transform lives. But that's being heart-centered and doing things that are very you. So no matter what coaching program you go through, no matter who you seek out to support you, you need to understand that if it resonates with you, great. Use it. Tweak it. Make it your own. That's one reason why you might not be getting the results you want, is because you're trying to use someone else's solution as your own. And it's out of alignment. It's out of sync. It doesn't feel right. So number four, I mean, I could talk on this stuff all day. Number four is being open, receptive, and asking. Ha ha. If you don't ask, you don't get. Have you ever heard that before? If you don't ask, you don't get. And that's asking for the sale. But if you are completely in alignment and being authentic, you shouldn't have to ask for the sale. Actually, you won't. You'll just quite simply tell people what you do, and they will ask to work with you if they're in alignment with who you are. And they will pay you whatever you need or whatever you ask for. Because you are authentic and you are in alignment. You are in alignment with your purpose. And it just resonates and emulates out of you. Now, being open to receive means remembering what you asked for and then actually looking for it. You need to be expecting it. Not necessarily dictating how it comes, but knowing that it will come. That's what I want you to look for, is knowing that it's like driving up in the drive-thru at the bank and going, okay, guys, which line do I need to be in? Which line is shorter? And if one of them just seems to pull you, go park behind that one and see if it's actually the shortest one, if it's the next car to go. Quick and easy. Grocery store line, same thing. Which one will be fastest? Pick one. Whichever one you're pulled to. It's a great little test. I love it. Okay, the last bonus of the five ways to use your intuition right now is to take action. You got to do it. Come on, people. You got to do it. The minute you get inspiration, the minute you're pulled to do something, the thing keeps popping up in your head that you need to do. Write it down. Put it somewhere. Put it on your to-do list. To-do lists are another ballpark. But make a list. Put it somewhere. Do it. Take action. Because intuition comes to you for a reason. It's here to guide you. And the only way you'll get results is by doing something. Supporting that thought, that emotion with an action. It's telling spirit, it's telling universe, it's telling God source, however you see that, that, okay, I get it. I see it. I acknowledge it. I'm going to do it because I completely trust you. I completely trust myself. Okay, so those are the five bonuses of how to use your intuition right now. Okay, so number four in my STAR program is actually to ask. And that is asking for and getting the support you need. And that is quite simply, it can be your tribe. It can be the people who think like you and believe what you do. Finding someone, a group of people who are like that, or maybe you're creating your own tribe. Finding friends and family who completely are your cheerleaders. My mom is my biggest cheerleader. She might not understand everything I do, but she's completely supportive of whatever I'm doing. My husband is too in his own way, but he's not a cheerleader. He's like, oh, that's great. I'm like, wow, I expected more oomph from you. But I get that through other friends who are completely supportive of what I do. I also have several coaches, not just one, several, who are completely in alignment with who I am and what I'm doing. And when I need guidance, I ask who I need to talk to, and it pops into my head. And then I go ask them, and they have great advice. They have great feedback, and they're inspirational. They help me move through and make decisions and be on top of and confirm my own intuition. So ask for the support you need, a good friend to bounce ideas off of, create a tribe yourself if you don't have one, that thinks like you do. Okay? And the fifth secret to really having a family lifestyle business is to be receptive. To look for it, then to act on it. To be open to receive. Okay, so being open to receive quite simply is asking for it and expecting it. And think of it this way. When you ask for something, I would love 20 new clients that I absolutely are in alignment with me, that completely believe in what I do. Fabulous. Universe says, okay, here you go. But then you step into a place of not being receptive, and you say in the same breath, oh, but you know, there's not that many people in the world, or no one will pay me to do what I do. The universe will go, okay. So the universe will always support you, whether it's good or bad. So be careful what thoughts you articulate, because that will generate what you receive. So you need to be mindful of what you're choosing to create, because that thought plus that emotion and that action is what you will manifest. That simple formula. Thought plus emotion plus action is what you will manifest, because what you focus on is what you will bring to you. So if you're really in a great, happy place, have you ever heard the saying, if mama ain't happy, then nobody's happy? That is so true. Because when you are in a happy place, things come to you that make you happier. They just seem to fall into place. You get a parking space up front. There's no line for coffee. You know, the guy holds the elevator for you. I mean, things just bounce right along. You move through stuff. You go pick up your kid. Everybody's happy. Nobody's fighting. It's awesome. Because you're in a happy place. The minute you are not in a happy mood, oh my gosh, everything seems to be pulling teeth. You are swimming upstream without a paddle, and it's getting tiring. It's draining. Everybody seems to be in a bad mood. Your kid's in a bad mood. They're fighting. Hubby doesn't seem to understand a thing you're saying and doesn't get it. Out of alignment. Clients call because they don't understand something. They don't get it. Out of alignment. Not happy place. So here is a fun exercise to use your intuition. And it's something that you can start using now to start learning how your intuition works, what kind of intuitive style you are. And so the exercise quite simply is rock, paper, scissors. And this is the trick. So rock, paper, scissors is an easy game. You know, it's a 1, 2, 3 hit, and you do rock, a paper, or scissors. And each one, you know, will nullify one of the other ones. Like paper covers rock, rock breaks scissors, scissors cuts paper, right? And so my husband and I use this game to decide who changes poopy diapers. Now, he has not caught on to the fact that I win 9 times out of 10, depending if I've had any alcohol or I'm tired, and has not caught on to the fact that I use my intuition to know what he's going to do next. And this is how I do it. Right before you hit rock, paper, scissors, right before you start, you ask what the other person is going to do. And I get a little pop into, a little thought pops into my head. Rock, paper, scissors. Whichever one he's going to do. And so I do the one that beats that, whatever pops into my head. And I win 98% of the time. It's amazing. Now, one way I get my students to start before they take that step is to do rock, paper, scissors and ask what the other person's going to do. And then do whatever pops into your head and see how many times you tie. Then do it 3 more times. Kids are a great, great way to do this. But sometimes they tune into who you are and sometimes they hear. And so you'll tie probably a lot with them, because they'll do whatever you're doing. So then ask, you know, what is my opponent doing? And whatever that is, you do the one thing that will beat it and see how many times you win. Anyway, that's a simple, simple game that I use in my Intuition 101 class to help my students start using their intuition to see how it comes to them. Is it a little pop in their mind? Is it a little thought that pops in? Is it a vision? Do they see a rock? Do they see scissors? Or is it a little voice that says rock, paper, scissors, someone telling them? Feels like it's coming from inside their head. And then, or is it just a feeling? It's like, oh, I feel like they're going to do rock. I feel like they're going to do scissors. So start paying attention to that. And then on the website, christynix.com, it's C-R-I-S-T-Y-N-I-X.com, I have a free little quiz to find out what kind of intuitive you are. And we all are wired with intuition. We all have that natural ability to know what's coming down the pike. And this helps us to make decisions rather quickly. So in business and in life, for our kids, and any other situations that come up in our daily life. So feel free to go on the website, take the quiz, and then if you could post on Facebook, the Christy Nix HeartSync on Facebook, tell me what kind of intuitive you are. I am so excited to hear what kind of intuitive you are. And so also I will give you some ideas on the website on how to use that kind of intuition, that type of intuition, to really build your business and build your relationships with your family and your clients and everyone else in your life. And then if you want to go deeper with me, you want to work more about fine-tuning and honing, maybe finding your purpose, and then really getting your foundation set to create a family-based lifestyle, then I would be more than happy to work with you. I have, I do offer 30-minute free sessions to intuitively work with you to, it's like a mini breakthrough session, to figure out where you are and what you're doing and how I can help. So feel free to sign up for that as well. So I really, really enjoyed talking to you this afternoon, going over the 5 secrets that I have used to build my family lifestyle business. Again, they are to really know your business purpose, which comes from knowing your life purpose. And I used hand analysis to do that. I went through and simplified, got really clear on my message, my audience, and 3 revenue streams. Ways I wanted to generate income, not just one, but multiple ways. Now, it can be one message, multiple ways of generating income. Does that make sense? Number 3 was trusting yourself, trusting your instincts, trusting your intuition. And I gave you the 5 bonus ways to use your intuition starting right now. And then number 4 was asking and getting support, getting the support you need that resonates with you, that you feel empowers you. It's not just nuts and bolts. It's going to be, makes you feel like you want to feel confident and strong and perceptive. And then the 5th thing is to be open to receive and to take action. So it's not just asking, but it's also looking for it, trusting that it's coming, and then acting on it when it comes. Simple, right? Oh, it can be harder than you know, because we are preconditioned to sabotage ourselves and swim upstream, and it doesn't have to be so hard. Business and life is supposed to be easy if we're paying attention, if we're using our intuition, and if we're going to what's pulling us. Of course, we're here to learn life lessons. But once we know what those life lessons are, then we can actually leverage them to make us more successful. So take care, use your intuition, trust yourself, and really work on creating that family lifestyle that will completely support you in transforming lives, both in your business and in your family. Because family is your number one priority. And using your intuition is the key to making all this possible with grace and ease. So I wish you many blessings. Take care. And I'll see you on the flip side.